Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX and the best songs on the radio. It's Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. And we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, the Needy Family Fund. This year, we had the highest goal ever. We were looking to raise $100,000. And right now, we're at $111,000. So thank you so much to everybody that already did donate and help us surpass our goal. And last-minute donations are still being accepted. Of course, we can use as much as we can get. It's all with us, The Daily Item, and BB&T Bank to make your donation. You can drop that off at any BB&T branch location throughout central Pennsylvania, and you can find out more about the Needy Family Fund and read more about local families you will be helping online at WQKX.com.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's end of year tax eliminator. That's right, we must liquidate $2 million.
94.1 WQKX in the best songs on the radio. It's Kyle in for Tom and Laura. They will return in the new year. They're enjoying the week off this week as we get ready to say goodbye to 2018. And if you look back, it really wasn't the best year out there. I mean, 2018 was the year that brought us the Tide Pod Challenge. You remember that? People filming themselves eating laundry detergent. And there was another online challenge that became popular in 2018. That was the 24-hour overnight challenge. And you can look this up on YouTube, but YouTubers attempted to spend 24 hours inside restaurants like Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's or stores like Walmart without getting caught. See, I think you could spend 24 hours in Walmart and not get caught. It's big enough. You can kind of make your rounds a couple times. But people were trying this in fast food restaurants, 24 hours sitting in the booth. Yeah, 2018, what a weird year. And we can only hope that 2019 is just a little bit better. New sports and AccuWeather on the way. Music from Imagine Dragons and Ariana Grande on 94KX.
It's time.
UKX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Kyle filling in. Tom and Laura will be back in the new year. They're enjoying the week off this week. And let me just say quick how tough it is when you're not used to getting up at 4 in the morning, how tough it is to get into the swing of things. This is day number 2, of course, of getting up early. And I had my alarm set for 4 this morning. I woke up at 3, turned the TV back on, saw the time, and thought, yeah, by the time I fall back asleep, I'm going to have to wake back up and I'm not going to feel like it. So I'm just going to get up now. So I got up at 3, came in extra early, got into the parking lot, and there were about 30 deer surrounding my car. And I'm not saying a couple hundred yards away. I'm saying about 25, 30 yards. So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting for him to run, waiting for him to do something, but they don't. They just kind of stand there. So finally, I got out, tiptoed into the building, and luckily I did not get charged. But I'm thinking, I'll sit in the woods for 2 weeks and not see a deer during hunting season. And I know there's a lot of hunters that are probably on their way out this morning for muzzleloader hunting. Probably the same thing. Outside the radio station, houses all around, they're everywhere. It's like a zoo. Music on the way next from Halsey, also New Radicals on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX and the best songs on the radio. It's Kyle in for Tom and Laura and News Guy Matt. How's everything holding up?
Oh, not too bad for the holiday week, I think.
I got to ask you, I talked about this a little bit ago, but when you pull in every morning, because that's your shift, you're always here early.
That's correct.
Is there about 100 deer that surround your car?
Depends on the day. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Well, the past 2 days, I've had to creep back the driveway because everything's running around. And then today, I actually parked, and they were just all standing around my car looking at it like they were going to charge.
Like that close?
They were close.
Oh, that made me slightly uncomfortable.
I know, that's what I thought. So I sat there for a second thinking, well, if I wait them out, they'll run, they'll do something. I even flashed my lights, and they didn't.
Is this like the attack of the deer or something?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I was thinking I was going to get out and I was going to have to run into the building. And I did. I made a very brisk walk.
I probably would have done the same thing.
But, you know, I'm thinking there's all these muzzleloader hunters out there this morning that go into the woods to find these deer. And I found them all. They're all in our yard.
Well,
I probably shouldn't say that too loud or else we're going to have people hunting, but you can't because there's
including
houses.
Including Mark Lawrence, who's probably looking for that same deer. He was out yesterday.
Yeah, he was. He was. How did he make out?
I don't think he got anything. I forgot to ask him this morning. I just saw the Facebook post.
There was no beef jerky this morning, so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
So I don't think so. But anyway, yeah, I was just wondering if it was always like that or if it's just kind
of
a weird thing.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it depends. More often than not, you'll see a couple of deer on the front lawn as you come in and they say hi, but that's about it.
I feel like Dr. Doolittle out there. All these animals around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, news, sports, AccuWeather forecast on the way, and we'll get back to the music after 7 o'clock. How's that?
Let's roll.
94.1 WQKX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Kyle filling in. They'll be back in the new year, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. So, Matt, you did a little traveling around the holidays.
I did a lot of traveling around the holidays, yes.
A lot of traveling, and I'm not going to ask you whether or not there's things about staying at relatives' house that you don't like, because that wouldn't be proper. But somebody did a survey, and they found that 65% of Americans don't want to stay with family over the holidays. And I know that's not you.
Exactly. I love staying at relatives. In fact, I stayed at my in-law parents' house this past two nights.
Okay, and everything went well. You had
a good
everything's
time. Good. Everything's always been good.
But 65% of people, that's over half of Americans, don't want to stay with family over the holidays, but they kind of get pressured into it, or they'll do it to save money. So this survey asked these people, why don't you like staying with your relatives during the holiday? And here is the top nine list, starting at number nine. You can't have a drink without being judged for it.
I don't know if I totally agree with that. I mean, I guess it depends on if you have relatives that don't like drinking or don't like alcohol or not like party people. I guess I could see that. But if you got a family that has alcohol, then who cares?
I was going to say,
they probably drink with you.
My family functions. They judge you if you didn't have one. They'd be like, what's wrong with you?
So my family members do the same.
Number eight, having to share a room with a relative.
I could see how that could be kind of awkward depending on how close you are with that said person.
Right. It would be a little weird. I mean, you go somewhere to your aunt or uncle's and they say, yeah, we have one spare room, so you kind of have to share a bedroom. It's a little weird, but no reason to hate going to your relative's house.
Well, you know what? You can always take the couch.
You can.
Here comes dad. Well, one person takes the bedroom, the other one takes the couch. I think it's simple.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Number seven, you can't walk around in your underwear.
You know what? I actually can attest to that. Yeah, I'm one who likes to be a little comfortable while I'm around the house. So, yeah, you have to watch what you wear sometimes. You're like, oh, wait, I can't do that necessarily.
In the morning, you can't forget that you're not at home.
Yes, exactly.
start you have to
wear
breakfast.
And not only that, too, like I feel like even weird to wear regular pajamas to bed because I'm around other people that I'm not in my house. So I'll feel like pressured to wear like sweatpants to bed or something like that. So I look halfway decent when I get up and I have to go back and see these people right as I get up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what? That makes sense. You can't go make your pot of coffee at your aunt's house in the morning or wherever in your underwear. Number six, the food options are bad.
Again, yeah, I guess it depends on what food you like, what food they like, yeah.
Yeah, it depends what they have. Number five, you can't watch TV on your own or in bed. This one bothers me if I go away and there's not a TV in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've dealt with that because my wife and I don't have a TV in our bedroom, but I always, sometimes if I can't fall asleep, I'll just go into my man cave, but I don't have that luxury when I'm at like my in-law's house because nobody likes anything on at night, so.
To the man cave.
Yeah.
Number four, you can't get close with your significant other. We'll just leave that one at that.
Yeah, I feel that one.
Number three, not enough space for everyone, so it feels cramped. And this happens at a lot of holiday functions. The whole family's there. You can't move. You can't do anything.
Definitely felt that at my in-laws this weekend. So my wife and I usually stay in her parents' basement downstairs. I take the couch and she takes the air mattress or vice versa. But her sister was in from Arizona, my sister-in-law. So my sister-in-law and my wife are on air mattresses on the floor. Then I'm on the couch and you can like barely move at night. It was an interesting setup.
Number two, uncomfortable sleeping arrangements like sleeping on a pull-out couch or an air mattress.
Okay, there you go.
So there's the couch because some couches aren't all that comfortable.
True.
And finally, number one, all the drama and arguments that happen. 45% of people said that they go to their relative's house expecting there to be some kind of argument. It's almost half.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. What's there to argue about on Christmas?
Exactly. Just enjoy the holiday. And if there is something to disagree about, just enjoy the holidays, you know?
Exactly.
Put it aside.
I feel the same way. The top nine things we hate most about staying with relatives this holiday season. It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
For everything sports at
94.1 WQKX 725 and 29 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura in the morning. They'll be back in the new year. And News Guy Matt, are we ready to do this?
Always ready.
I'm glad you're here today because yesterday I had to fly solo at this.
Oh, no.
And It's really energetic when you get three or four people in the room, but when you have one, it's tough.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad to be back to do this. This is always my favorite time of the morning.
7:30. It's when we do it each and every morning. A couple minutes early today, but that's fine. That's fine. We'll start it off with Ali Bonaventura from Northumberland turning 27 years old today.
Derek Geiswhite is 38. Happy birthday.
Amy Malls from Sealands Grove turning 48 years old today.
Doreen Andis is 37. Happy birthday.
Becky Harold from Sealands Grove. I know Becky. She turns 50 years old today. The big 5-0.
Jason Libby from Shamokin is 40, the big 4-0. Happy birthday.
Brian Wilson from Kramer turning 49 years old today.
Jennifer Spangler Jones from Sealands Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Christina Wolf turning 39 years old today.
Kara Stroop from Mount Pleasant Mills is 29. Happy birthday.
Sending out a happy 15th birthday to David Feast. Happy birthday, David.
Nice one to have it on the holiday break. Kelly Sarosky from Shamokin is also the big 5-0 today. Nifty 50, as Tom would like to say. Happy birthday.
Deb Von Ballone from Danville turning 54 years old today.
Kylie Davis from Sealands Grove is 53. Happy birthday.
Jenna Healy from Shamokin turning 32.
Molly Morris from Sealands Grove is also the big 4-0. A couple of milestones today. Happy birthday.
I know Molly too, and I'm sure she's going to have a good time. That's what it's all about. Jessica Schaefer from Millville turning 31 years old today.
Another big 4-0 birthday. Molly Stahl from Liverpool is the big 4-0. Happy birthday.
And finally on my end, Kinda Lenig from Dornsife turning 58 years old today.
I have two more. Sabra Cooper is 19. Happy birthday. And Tracy Thompson is 51. Happy birthday to everybody.
And I do have one more.
Oh, yes, we do have one more. Speaking of people having a good time on their birthday.
You want to talk about a guy that's going to be having a good time today.
Oh, boy.
Our very own Tom Morgan celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Tommy Tom.
And I texted him first thing this morning. Not first thing. I waited a little bit just in case he wasn't awake yet on his vacation. And I said, happy birthday. Be yourself tonight. And he said, oh, I will.
And here's the scary part. Somehow, some way, Tom and Laura are together in upstate New York right now. They were both at their own separate things, visiting family in the Syracuse area. But they're going to get together tonight. And I think it's about to go down up there tonight. So if you're listening up in New York, watch out for them tonight.
Well, like we were talking off air, it's not like they ended up in Danville or Elysburg or Shamokin together.
New York.
They're in upstate
Syracuse
New York.
Syracuse area.
So Laura and Keith, her husband, are up there visiting their relatives. Tom's visiting his relatives. And it's just all going to mix tonight.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Anyway.
There will be some stories probably next week.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll get all of them. It is Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. We do it around 7:30 every weekday morning here on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX in the best songs on the radio. 7:43 and 29 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. And the fastest growing snowboard and ski company in the country, based right here in central Pennsylvania, Gilson Snowboards and Skis, are made locally and ridden globally. All this winter, you can qualify to win a Gilson snowboard. Just listen for Tom and Laura to fire up the Winternet computer. And I know it happened maybe once, twice so far this year, but we're bound to get more winter weather. So just keep listening. Watch the forecast. When you know it's going to snow, be listening in for them to fire up Winternet. When they do, be caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. And that gets you qualified to win that snowboard from Gilson. You can find out all the details online by clicking the snowboard icon at WQKX.com. 94.1 WQKX 7:55. Kyle and news guy Madden for Tom and Laura in the morning. And we were just talking off air about the fact that you've never eaten at a Waffle House.
I haven't. No, that's the one place I have not been inside.
Well, I've been to Florida a couple times, and they're everywhere down there. Around here, you'd have to drive.
I have too, and I just never made it in there, then to Waffle House.
It took me a while because you look at the outside of it, and it's like, yeah. And at first, I thought, okay, they only have waffles, and I don't really like waffles, so I'm not going to go in there.
Wait, hang on. You don't like waffles?
Well, if they're chicken and waffles, I do.
You don't just like plain waffles with the syrup?
No. The only good part about that is the syrup itself. You might as well put it on cardboard.
Come on, man.
But
hey, you probably haven't had a good fluffy waffle is what I'm saying.
Probably not. I've had the stuff out of a box.
Well, I mean, even the box stuff's not bad. You just got to do it right.
I guess.
You got to get yourself a waffle maker.
I guess I do. I don't know. Yeah. But it held me back from eating at one. And I was telling you, you know, it's not something you take a first date to.
I would think not, yeah.
But if you're looking for a cheap, greasy breakfast, that is the spot if you're away somewhere.
Sounds like it, especially when you go the chicken and waffles route.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have that at Waffle House.
I thought that was their signature.
I don't know. I've only ever had eggs and toast. But I know they have that all day.
All right.
And they have bacon.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, bacon's bacon.
So you have to try one the next time you go away somewhere and there's one there.
All right. I'll have to keep that on my bucket list then.
In a restaurant I haven't tried, have you ever ate at a White Castle?
Maybe one time, but even that, not much. I'm not a fan of the burgers.
Oh, okay. Because that's something I've never done either. I've never eaten at a White Castle. Either way, I don't know how we got stuck on this topic.
Well, actually, you can get White Castle because I think they still sell them in the frozen section of said grocery
store. At a grocery store.
I think. I've seen them before. I don't know if they're there now, but I have seen them before there.
But it's not the same. It's like if you go and buy your own eggs. They're not Waffle House's eggs.
Well, of course not. just like the waffle talk. You don't eat waffles, so there you go.
Yeah. All right. So there we have that. You need to go to a Waffle House. I need to go to a White Castle.
All right, deal's done.
All right, news, sports, AccuWeather on the way, and music from Sia and Lovely the Band on 94KX. Or 1WQKX at 8:12 and 29 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. And if you didn't get around to sending a Christmas card, you were just too busy, lost track of time, you forgot to send your Christmas cards this year, no problem. A new trend is New Year's cards. Think about it. People get lots of cards at Christmas time, so your New Year's card will really stand out. And think how nice it would be to get a card wishing you a great start to the new year. The Huffington Post kind of came up with this idea, and I think it's a good one. If you didn't send Christmas cards out, send a New Year's card instead and wish your friends and family a happy 2019. Linkin Park on the way. Also, Ariana Grande on 94KX. WQKX at 8:22 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura and news guy Matt. You're dedicated. You're here this week.
I am.
It's a pretty light crew in the rest of the building.
I know. It really is.
We made it.
It's going to be through the new year, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you grab?
Probably my phone to shut off my alarm clock.
Your phone?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I thought. You are definitely not alone. I did the same thing. And according to a new survey, about 1 in 4 people check their phone within 1 minute of waking up every day. Now, I don't know if that includes the alarm clock or not, or if that's actual active time to where you're scrolling through Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, at least, no.
You don't do that?
Not really. I mean, unless I have a notification or if I have a text message or something, I'll just make sure it's nothing major on our end, you know, for the news side of things. But
right.
That's about it.
Right. For some reason, I do. It's like the morning paper.
It's becoming that way, yeah.
Yeah, you get the morning paper and you go through, you read the news, you do this, you do that. And that's what I do. And also, I found that it kind of stalls and delays actually getting up.
It's definitely.
I'll just go through Facebook and Instagram, see what's going on in the world.
instead of putting the snooze button, you actually stay in bed, but you read your phone.
Yeah, I just get on Facebook and I don't go back to the beginning of Facebook or anything, but I look at what occurred. Yeah.
Or you may do both. You may snooze and then go back on Facebook.
Yeah, then you do it again. So 1 in 4 people check their phone within 1 minute. Another third check it within 10 minutes. So that means you get out of bed and you stand up and then you check your phone, I guess.
Perhaps.
And this day and age, 2018, only 6% of people wait at least 2 hours after they get out of bed. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I can either. Just simply from my job alone. But perhaps if I didn't, maybe I'd be a little bit better towards that end. But
yeah, if I didn't have to worry about a job or anything like that,
yeah,
I could absolutely do it. I mean, I could probably lay there all day and not do anything.
I'm not surprised by that, by you.
Yeah, just to get some sleep. But nonetheless, 25% of people, that's what they do. First thing, grab their phone, start scrolling through Facebook.
Yep.
All right, Tom and Laura in the morning at 8:24. We'll take a check at news, sports, and AccuWeather forecast next on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX, the best songs on the radio, 8:42 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. They'll be back in the new year. $100,000, that was the goal for the Needy Family Fund here in 2018. The highest the goal has ever been, and we hit it. We're at $111,000 right now. And of course, we're looking for more. So If you haven't donated, you didn't get time before the holidays, you wanted to see how things shook out, whether or not you went over budget in your own shopping, you have a little left over, you can still donate by dropping your donation at any BB&T branch location throughout central Pennsylvania. And make sure to read the daily item and listen to 94KX for more information on the Needy Family Fund here as we round out December. And if you want more information and to read stories about local families you will be helping, head to our website, WQKX.com. 94.1 WQKX 853, 31 degrees, workday underway for a lot of us. And Matt, just about to wrap things up. Tomorrow's Flashback Friday, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, we always love Flashback Friday on this show.
Yes.
Especially me.
7 until 9 tomorrow, Flashback Friday. You can make your request by calling the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Have to tell you really quick, I was at home last night watching TV, and I was flipping through the guide, and Christmas Vacation was on.
Really?
After Christmas.
They were still showing it.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, how could this be any better? But then it was a marathon of the Vacation movies.
Oh, okay.
So it was Christmas Vacation, then it was Vegas Vacation, then European Vacation, then the normal Vacation.
All right.
Those movies are hilarious. Have you ever seen all four of them?
I think I may have seen bits and pieces of Christmas Vacation, but I haven't seen the other ones.
Wow.
I know. I'm really, as people have heard before, when I'm on with Tom and Laura, I always get scolded for this. I need to catch up on my movie watching.
Yeah,
I'm really, really bad with movies.
Those and Ernest Saves Christmas. Two Christmas
classics. Yeah, I haven't
classics.
Seen that one either.
No, but these Vacation movies, they're great. They're funny. And it was a marathon of them yesterday. So, and I think it continues through the day today on the AMC channel.
Yeah,
or something?
I have AMC, so I may have to scroll there in my couple hours I have off in between shifts here today.
Yeah, watch. You'll get captivated. You probably won't make it back this afternoon.
I'll have to try that then.
All right. Well, Flashback Friday, of course, as we mentioned, is coming up tomorrow. Amy Knight, she normally does the night shift. She's taking in the reins on middays, and she'll be up after news and AccuWeather on 94KX.